What's going to be nishba olav mahal? Let's say you made a shvuah that you never stole the chametz.
And then you admit that you made a shvuah sheker, so you have to pay an at mahal. Is that called a kfiras mamin or not? Miyar mina do we say, kivon di mignav, boi shlum le mamayna. Let's say the gazan now this chametz. Let's say the chametz gets stolen from him. And he doesn't have the chametz to return anymore. And then he'll have to pay back money? Because kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishasak zeila, at the time when you stole the chametz was worth $10, you're going to have to pay back $10. If so, kofalei, now that you're swearing that you never stole the chametz, even though right now the chametz is ben, but it's called the kfiras mamon, and therefore you'll be chayiv a shua sheker, it's called your nishba on mamon. Oiduma maybe know, hashtem mihos ho monach. Right now we're talking about that the gazlan still has the chametz in his hand. And when the nigdal says, you stole my chametz, he swore and says, no, I didn't steal it. So now, this kfira, what is he being kaifer in chametz on pesa that's not worth a penny. The afer bi'alma was called like afer. For like kof le memoina, it's not called a kfiras mamon. So maybe he won't be chayiv on the shvu, he won't have to pay it chaymish, he won't have to bring a shvuas asham, because it's not called an asham gzelos. The law of a shvu is, if you swear false that you're denying money, that you're being paid for money, then when we find you, you're mighty, you have to pay the extra chumash, you have to bring the korban. But here, what you're swearing on is that you don't have chumash, you don't know chumash. Chumash is not worth anything, it's also by no. So maybe it's not called the kfir of mammon. That's the question. Do we look at the actual chayfas you have right now, the chumash is not worth anything? Or do we say no, that if it would have been lost, then you would have to pay back money, so therefore it's called the kfiras mamon. Sigmar says, this thing, milsa di boyle and the rabba, this that rabba has it for question, hatay yepshita le the rabba, rabba knew for sure. The yama rabba says, shayri ganafta. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you stole my shor, shayri ganafta. Vuayma, and the gazlan says, loy ganafti, no, I didn't steal it. Skaifa. So then the person says, Matib yetlecho, so what are you doing with the dough? But you have my shor right now. So he says, Ishino shay mechinam ani alov. I'm a shay mechinam, I didn't steal it. I'm a shay mechinam. So Allah is, and he made a shvur upon this, chayiv. It's called the kfiras mamon. Why? Sharei poter ratzma migneva v'yaveda. Because really what happened was this person stole it. When he made the gzela, he's chayiv even on oisin. Now that he says it's only a shay mechinam, a shay mechinam is poter on gneva v'yaveda. So therefore, that you swear that you're a Shem Mechinim, and later we find out it's false what you swore, it's called the Kfiras Mamon. Because if there would have been a Gneva Ve'aveda, it would have been a difference. According to your time that you're a Shem Mechinim, you're Potter. Really, since you're a Gazlan, you'd be Chayiv. What about if the person says he's a Shem Mesochrani, Shem Mesochrani Yalov, he's also Chayiv. It's called the Kfiras Mamon. Why? Shirei Potter Atzma Mishmuru Mesa. Because the Shem Mesochra is Potter on a minus. If it breaks or dies by itself, you would have been Potter. And really, you made a gzela, and a gazlan is chayiv on shvur meisa. So therefore, since you are kaifer, you swore false, that's called a kfiras mamon. What about shaylani? Again, the same case, that Reuven goes over to the Shimon and says, you stole my shor. And Shimon says, no, I didn't steal it. So Reuven says, what are you doing with it? So Shimon says, I'm a shaymer shayl on it. Still, and he swears about it, and later he admits that he's not a shaymer, he really stole it. Halach is also chayiv, he's chayiv to fedak a chaymish, and he's chayiv an asham gzelis. Why? Where was he kaifa mamin? Sharei poter ratzma mimeisa machmas melacha. Halacha is a shem eshel of a dies. Machmas melacha yipata. So Alma, what do we see here? Afa gavda koyim, even though right now we're talking about that the shor is still here. So the shem, this gazlan, really did not deny anything. That he said he's a shemer, he did not kaifa any mamin. Because by saying that you're a shemer, you're admitting that it's your shor, I have to give it back to you. So you didn't really free yourself from any money. Still, Kivon di mignav memoina kokofar, since if it would have been stolen, then, according to your kind of a shemechinim, your potter, and really your chayis to pay, it's called the kfiras mamin, hashtanami memoina kokofar. So we looked at, since it could come to a case of kfiras mamin, we call it that you're denying money. So it's so hokanami by chometz also. Afopi di afro bialmu, even though right now calls him on the gazlan has the chometz ben, he could say hareish lach lefanecha. So, if he swears he doesn't have it, he's not being kaifa mamin, because the chametz is not worth anything, but kivon di mignav. Since if the chametz will be stolen from you, you would have to pay back the value of the chametz the way it was worth before Pesach. If so, hashtanami mamanika kofale. It's said that there's a kfiras mammon right now. And therefore you be chayiv chaymish and an asha asham korban asham. So Rabbi was posh like this. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav was sitting down, O kama lo shmaitato. And he said over this halacha, that Eisvei Rav Amram le Rav. Rav Amram asked the question to Rav. The pasuk says, v'chicheish bo, that you deny it, you swear false, like you deny that you did not, you don't have somebody else's money. So prat lemoy debiker, that when you chayit to pay back the chaymish of the yoshem, only when you do not admit to the ikar. But whenever you admit to the ikar of the money, then you're potter. Kate said, what's the case? Like our case. Shari ganafti, Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, listen, you stole my shore. Vu oima, and Shimon answers back, loy ganafti, I didn't steal it. So Reuven says, Mati betzachol, what are you doing with it? So first he answers, Ato mechatali, you sold it to me. Or else, Ato nesatli du maton, you gave it to me for a present. Or else, Avicha machula, your father sold it to me. Avicha nosli du maton, your father gave it to me for a present. Or else, Acha perosi ros melov, your shore ran after my cow by himself, that's what's doing by me. Acha perosi ros, ros melov boetli, he was running or came to me by himself. Or else, Toya baderech, he was lost in the road, mitzostiv, and I found it. Or else, Shai Mechinam on the Yalov. Or else, you should know, you gave it to me to be a Shai Mechinam on it. Or else, Shai Mesachar on the Yalov. I'm a Shai Mesachar on it. Shai on the Yalov. Venishba. And this person swears that all I am is just a Shai Mechinam, but I didn't make a Maitik Zela. Then later, Vahoyda. Then later, no, this person admits that really he took it himself. But there was a Goslin. He was a Goslin. Yochul Yechai, if I would have thought to say that maybe that's called the Shavua Sheker, or Kfiris Mummin. That you'll have to pay the chaymish and the korban. Talmud loyma this with dash in the pasuk the chicheish bo. That what's called the real shvur sheker. That you have to bring an ashram with the chaymish when you kichesh, when you're denying the money. When right now you're denying real money. Prat is excluded these cases lemoy de biyika. In all these cases, even though really you stole the shore, but you're not denying the shore, you're admitting that I have your shore. You're only saying you gave it to me, or I found it, or I'm a shor mechinam. But I'm admitting, here it is, and go take it back. So you see, clearly, in such a case, it's not called the kfiras mamin. So how could you before rather say, it is called the kfiras mamin, and we said before, it is called the kfiras mamin, here it dashens clearly, Rav Amram, dashens a posik, it's not called the kfiras mamin. So Amalei answered back to him, Tadura, that you're wrong. Rashi says, ain't lay, you don't have a heart. In other words, you're wrong, you made a mistake here. Why? Ki tanya hi, had we learned shan this posik, the chicheshbo, you know what's going on. The Kamalei is talking about over there where the Shomer says, Helich, where he says, here it is. Take it. So when he enters back and says, here it is, like Rashi says, here we can't say if it would have been stolen. Because when the person answers back and says, here, take it, so as soon as I tell you to take it, as if you have it already, that's when you'll be parted from the Shua Sheker. Ki Kamina, when am I talking about? The Kaima B'yagam, I'm talking about when the Shur is not around. The Shur is down the field yet. See, even though you're admitting right now that you have that Shur, that you're on Yishay Mechinam, but still it's possible right now at the time when you swore that maybe it's going to be lost yet, it'll be stolen yet. So it's possible that B'shas Shur, it will come the day of Kfiras Mamin. See, even though it never comes the day of Kfiras Mamin, but since it's possible to come the day of Kfiras Mamin, that's also a V'chichesh, that you B'chai B'korban and a Chemish. Now the Gemara explains the Baisa. Ato mechatali. When the person answers back and says, you sold it to me. For the Gemara, my mind to be ikka. Like in the Baisa, how could you say he's admitting that the shore belongs to you, but he's saying clearly, you sold it to me. So he's saying it's mine. He's being careful. He's denying the money. He's saying it's my money. So Gemara says, my mind to be ikka. Like Tzrich, a case like this, the Yomalei, that this Reuven, the Shimon admits and says like this. Lo nesati l'cho demei. He admits that he didn't pay for it yet. Therefore, it tells the Mishnah, "Kol turcha v'zil, take your shor and go home with it." That's why it's not called the kfiras mamon. Then the second case is atan asatli, you gave it to me for a present. Or else avicha nosnali for the maroso, my mighty biyakika. How are you admitting that the shor belongs to the person? You're saying clearly he gave it to you for a present. If he gave it to you, it's yours. It's not his. So how are you admitting here? Avad yishvichayev v'chichesh. This is called 100% lie. So my answer is the omale. Like I'm speaking out clearly, when you said you give it to me for a present, it's only on a condition that I'll do you a favor back. And I admit that I never did the favor back to you. So therefore I'm admitting right now I don't have a right to keep the present, therefore take it back. So therefore if the shore is right here and I'm telling you, here it is, take it, halach, then for sure you're potter. That's not called the kfirah. But if it be outside in the Yagam, that's called a Kfira, that would be a case that you would be Chayiv a Korban and a Chenish. All right, turn over. Right, then Turcha, you talk about Zil, take it and take it. Yeah, yes, but only if I did you a favor. Since I didn't do you a favor, you have a right to take it. Toyu b'derech mitzosif. That what, in another case, did I say I saw it lost in the road and I found it. For the mitzosif lema, for the more, then you should have said, the boy l'chol yadurei. You should have returned it to me then. What do you mean to say you found it? Amar avodi Shmuel, p'yoymer shivua aveda mitzosi, v'hisi yedei yeshay shalacha, shachzirena lacha. The case, the shvu here is that I swear that true, I found this Aveda, but I didn't know where you are. So therefore, that's why I didn't return it to you. That's why it's not a time of why didn't you back to you right away. Like, I didn't know to give it to you. The Rashi says, you shouldn't have taken it home. You should have right away given it back to him. The Torah says, you don't know where he is. Le'is Yedeya, I didn't know it belonged to you. Tanya learned like this. Oma ben Azai. Tanya, we learned like this. Oma ben Azai, Gimel Shvuas, and there are three types of Shvuas. Hikebo v'loy b'moitza. There are three types of Shvuas how we can make somebody swear when he finds an Aveda, if it's called the Metzias of an Aveda or not. So Rashi learned Sholosh Shvuas saying, Rashi says like this, Sholosh Shvuas saying, B'yedis Aveda, Shahashviya Seidi, make an Edecha swear, Imrisa, Es Avedosa, did you see my Aveda? The Yoma Lav, and he says back no. The Yachakachoid, and then he admits. Kids, if I'm not suspicious that you saw my Aveda, you saw what I lost, I have a right to make you swear to me that you didn't see it. So there are three ways I can make you swear. So Benazah says like this. Tanya Oma Benazah, Gimel Shua saying, Hikebo, if you know the Chafetz, Voloi B'moitza, but you don't know who found it. Rosh B'moitza, you know who found the Aveda, Voloi B'moitza, you don't know what was lost. Still, you should have come and told me somebody found an Aveda. Maybe it was mine. Another case is Loi Bov, Loi B'moitza. You don't know the Chafetz and you don't know who found it. Fred Gemar, what kind of case is that? If you don't know neither of them, Loi Bov, Loi B'moitza, Kush Tishtab, then it's true what you're swearing. Re'emer rather said like this, Bov B'moitza. That no, we're afraid that maybe you knew both. You knew both what was lost and you know who found it. So if you go to an Edechad and say, listen, you know where my Aveda is, tell me where it is. And he swears he doesn't know where it is. And then later he admits that he knew where it is, so that's called the Chiyuv Shvuah. It's called the Shvuah Shakran, that's called the Kriyas Mamon. So Rosh Hashanah says, what says Lamai Hilchasa? What do you say it's called the Shvuah for? So Rav Ami Yomar Rabbi Chanina Lifter. That you should know your potter. Rosh is our Kulam Potterate. That the Shvuah is just like a regular Shvuah Shaka, your potter for money. Shmuel Amar No Lichyuvei. Shmuel says Tak Yechayiv. We make the Shvuah pay, we make the Seidechet pay for the Aveda. Over Plug to Dani Tanoit, the Machogis Nitzanoit, the Tani we learned. Hamashviya Edechad, if you make an Edechad swear, and he swears false, Lachris Potter, he doesn't have to pay any money. Rashi says, Potter aid me Korban Shvua Seidis. He's Potter for the Shvua Seidis. Do I have him mastered lay, do I have him Machayev Leich El Shvua? Because an Edechad can't be Machayev somebody to pay back money. So this Edechad denies it, he doesn't know the Yedis. So for that, and he swore he doesn't know it. And then he admits that he swore false. He doesn't have to bring a Korban Shvua. Because the Korban Shvua is only when you're denying money. And Edecha doesn't have a power to be Mechayiv money anyway, it's not called the Kfiras of Mammon. We have Lezer of Shimon Mechayiv says no, and Edecha is Mechayiv of Korban Shvua. And it's like, it's not a question of paying back money. Money doesn't have to pay the Edecha. The only question is Mechayiv of Shvua a Korban Shvua not? Mercer, but my kinesh, look at what's my colleague is over here. Masav, a dove, or the moment, come on, dummy. Once says the Edecha was possible that maybe you would cause the other person to swear, and maybe he won't be able to swear, and I'll have to pay you. So it's possible he would have caused that you would get money. So Gerv Lamamun is also called Kamam and Dami. So it's called the Shvua Sheker of Mammon. Well, Masav Alav Kamam and Dami, no. Yeah, Gerv Lamamun is not called like money. Right now, the Edechad himself could have not given you money. He cannot make the other person pay money. Therefore, his Shvua Sheker is not called the Kfiras Mammon. He is not Chayav a Korban Shvua. Omer of Sheshes. Ha Kaifa Bipi Kodin. If somebody is Kaifa Bipi Kodin. Means I give you something to hold for me. And then I come back and say, give it back to me. And you're kaifa, you say you never gave it to me. And so locker is not all of the gazlin. But the fact you're kaifa, you deny it, you become a gazlin on it right away. And therefore, even if an anus happens later, you'll be chayy for it.
But Tarnas don't have a right for this. That's the chicheshbo. If you deny it, lo madnu einish. We learn from here the einish that you get punished for it.
And Rashi explains, what does it mean, the Yoinish? The Yoinish means, that you have to return the Gzela. Alma kom lebrishusei, mishas v'chichesh, mashma, as soon as you deny it, that you don't have it, right away you call the Gazlin. Adiyavit hashava, v'zeh oinsha, that's your punishment. So this is the right to Rav Sheshes, that as soon as you kaifa b'pikodon, right away you become a Gazlin on it. So Mor says, Oinish, but Hazori minayin, how do we know there's Nazor here? How do we know that there's a law not to do it? So this the Gemara says, Talmud loyma loysechachashu. The Pasuk says, loysechachashu. Now, my love, aren't we talking about Leonish Mammon? That even if you're only kaifer in the Mammon, you did not swear yet. So you see, as soon as you're kaifer bepikodun, right away you have an Einish of Heshavasagzelo. So it's a riot to Rosh Hashas. The Gemara says, Lloyd, there's no proof. I'll tell you, Leonish Shavua. We're talking about here in a case where you swore false, where you made a Shavua Shek and you were kaifer in Mammon, then the halacha is that you have an Einish, that you have a chiyuv to pay back the Kerem, the Chaimish, and the Karban Oshim. So Mora says, no, Hamidik Toni Sefer, since the Sefer says, V'yishtaba, in the Sefer it says that he swore false, Michlal the Reshid lo yishtaba, Mashma the Reshid is talking about, where he did not swear. Dik Toni Sefer says in the Sefer, V'nishpo al sheker, lo madnu einish, azor minayin tamaloyim lo yishakru. Now, Midi Sefer, the Yishtaba, since the Sefer is talking about where he swore false, Reshid lo yishtaba, l'chor the Reshid is talking about where he did not swear false. And still we are saying that v'chichesh, as soon as you deny, if I say you have my pekodin, and you say no, you never took it. So right away you have it, you're called a gazlin on it. It's a riot to Rav Sheshes. Samura says, no, maybe there's no proof. Amri, I'll tell you, maybe idi v'idi d'yishtaba. Both the Reish and the Seif is talking about only in the case where you made a shvua. And I'll tell you, kan shahoida, kan shaboedim. There's a difference whether the person himself admitted that he made a shvua sheker or whether he was caught by Edim. Also Edim, if Edim come and say you swore false, like really you have the chayfetz, you have the pikodin, then the loch is chayiv b'yoyntzin. You have a loch like a gazlin, true, and you chayiv b'yoyntzin, that's all, but you put it from a chaymish and from a korban oshim. But adu yoyda, let's say you yourself admit it, then the loch is chayiv b'keren v'chaymish b'yoshim. Then you chayiv in a keren, a chaymish and an oshim, when the person that made the shvua sheker, when you admit it, then you have this chayiv. But could be there's no proof for Rosh Hashanah, they're both talking about where you made a shvua sheker. Then you have this einish, this chayiv gzela, you have a chayiv to pay back. But if you're just a kaifa b'pikodin, it could be you do not have a locha or a gazlin. So there's no proof to Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Mosiv Romi Bachoma. Romi Bachoma asked the question. It says, we know there's a locha, v'she kinegdoi choshed ala shvua. There are certain cases where you yourself cannot swear, so the locha is the other person swears and collects. That's called v'she kinegdoi choshed. So Rashi brings down as a Mishnah really in Shavuos, Kabivelu, Nishboin, Venoitlin, these are the people that swear and take. Teze echod mehen, Mishoy loy chaveroy chayiv shvua, Vuchoshed ala shvua, as somebody was supposed to swear to you, he was a Moide b'miksas, and he's choshed, we don't believe him, we can't trust him to swear, because we're afraid that he'll swear false. Therefore the other person has a right to swear and collect. So that's the loch of Shekinegdoi, Choshed ala shvua. So a case, what are the cases? Echad shvua seidus, it could be a case by a shvua seidus. V'yechad shvua ha'pikodin, whether you swear that you don't have somebody's pikodin. V'yafilu shvua shav, even in the case of a shvua shav also. Because even if we just saw that he once swore false, a shvua shav, so we see his choshed to swear false, now we can't let him swear for the money. And therefore the law is to connect the choshed that the other person swears and takes. Now the question is, v'yim isif, you're going to tell me now like Rosh Hashanah, that as soon as the person is koifer, as soon as he denies about the pikodin, right away he becomes a gazlin. If so, b'kfiru the yifsalei lay, like he becomes posel b'shas the kfira. So what does it have to say here? Where's the case of a person's choshed al ashvua and a case where he swore false? Why do we have to come on that he swore false even before he once swore false? as long as a person was once a kofer bipikadin, right away he has luck like a gazdin, we can't trust him anymore. So in such a case, if that person would have to make another shvua, it should be the lacha shekhenegdoi is nishpa benoitel. So my answer is no, I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm rehocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? I'll tell you the koi bi'agam. We're talking about when the person is a kofer bipikadin, that the shore is not on hand by him, but it's outside in the fields. And in such a case, Rav Sheshes admits the person is not called a gazlin. The koi bi'agam. Rashi says, "V'chiyom Rav Sheshes." When does Rav Sheshes say that he's called a gazlin? Going the Yamri Sade v'chikofalei biyode nokadlei. When Edom come late and tell us that at the same time when he was a kofer, when he denied it to you, at that time he had the pekod in his hand. Then he's called a gazlin right away. But here that we say he's choshed on the shvua only when we saw him swear false. But for the kfirist moment alone, he's not called a choshed. That's talking about where he doesn't have the pekodin on hand, but rather it's out in the fields. And that's not called the kfirist to be choshed for. Why? The Gemara says, the sovar ishtamit nalei, because the person feels, I'm just going to push you off in the meantime. The yazilna, until I go, umay sinalei, to give it to you. So therefore, he's not called a kofer, he's not called a choshed ala shvua. So that's why, when does it become a choshed ala shvua? Here it has to say only when he swears false. Tedar bring a proof of this svara, that at certain times your kfira is not really a chshad, it's just you're pushing off for time. The Yomer Avidi Beravin HaKoifa Bemilva Koshali Edis. If somebody's a Koifa Bemilva, that means I come and say, listen, I lent you $1,000, you owe it to me, pay me up. And you answer me back and say, no, you never borrowed the money from me. And you didn't swear. And then Edim come and say you have it. The locher is, this loiver is still Koshali Edis, he doesn't become possible. And for the svara, why? Because that we say he was kofer, he didn't mean really to be kofer. He just meant to say, like, I don't have the money right now on hand, give me more time to pay it up. So therefore he's not called a choshed, he's not called, he's still kosher.